Hey guys, this is Louie from GamerSheep.com. What I'm doing now is going to do a really quick podcast, a really quick 5-minute podcast to go with my column, a spoiler alert that I do every Wednesday. So if you want to read that, go to GamerSheep.com. If you're at GamerSheep.com and you're at the post, then I appreciate you listening. So this week I'm writing about accessories and what Move and Kinect do to that market. Essentially, Move creates and expands the market than the need for accessories or controllers, and Kinect, in theory, eliminates it. Because the whole point of Kinect is you are the controller. After hanging around CES, I realized two things. I realized that Move doesn't necessarily need a controller. With EA Active 2, they eliminate controllers. They use a USB interface with straps, arm straps, and one leg strap to get rid of the need for the camera or the controller. So you can play EA Active 2 out of the box without Move. You don't need it. And full motion control. Full motion control with the game. So when I went to the Nyko booth and looked at all their accessories, and there'll be a post on the website of all that, they got some really good ones for Move, especially some really good guns that feel really nice. I asked Nyko specifically about Kinect. Aside from the cord, the extender that they were showing for Kinect, which is really useful actually, and the cooling system or the cooling attachment to the new Xbox, they really didn't have a lot for Kinect. So I asked, well, what does this do to you guys? You're an accessories company, they're a controller company, their whole point of existence is to create accessories for us and expand our enjoyment, right? So with the Wii, they have tons of them. They have tons and tons of controllers and accessories for the Wii, and they're working and already have announced some for Move. Well, I never really got an answer on Kinect, aside from that maybe something in E3. They just kept saying that. They look for E3, which led me to believe they didn't confirm anything, they wouldn't go on the record with anything like that, but it led me to believe that E3 is coming, that with E3 you can expect to see, maybe not even from Nyko, but certainly from Mad Cat, certainly from other companies. I think at some point you're going to see controllers, you're going to see some sort of controller interface with Kinect, unless Microsoft just outright blocks it. But if you play Joyride on the Kinect, you need a wheel. There's just no way around that. The game feels better. I think the game would feel better with a wheel. If they ever do a shooter kind of game, you're going to need a controller of some sort. What are you going to do? Point your fingers at the screen and violently move your arm up so you know you're trying to shoot? So I think you're going to see controllers with Kinect somewhere down the road. And I also think you're going to see Move games or PlayStation games with motion control that go around Move. EA showed it could be done. I think you're going to see other companies probably do that. So at the end of the day, you may see these two new technologies, these two motion control technologies, go the opposite of what they were initially intended for. And I'm really interested to see what developers do with Kinect. There has to be a way for developers and for third-party companies to come in and create some form of options when it comes to controllers for people who maybe want a controller. Their challenge is going to be to have it read the camera, because I tried with the Mario Kart wheel. I tried to use it for a Joyride, and it didn't really work. It just wouldn't read my hand movements that well. So I'm going to be writing about that. This will be in that post. And just looking at it and see what you guys think about that. If you have Kinect, do you want a controller for some games? Not for all games, not for every single game that's in Kinect, but would you want the option to use a controller for shooters and racers specifically, say? And if you have Move, would you want a way to remove the controller altogether? Thinking of Sports Champions, for example. Would you want to get rid of the controller altogether and just use your hands? Let me know what you guys think. Hopefully you're listening to this either on the site or through Audio Boo. And we'll be doing more of this. I think more of us will get on and do these occasional podcasts. Hope everybody's doing well. Always appreciate the support. GamerSheep.com. We got a lot of stuff coming up. Take care.